Matt Greenwood for KJFF as we kick off this Friday edition of KJF Sports Talk with Zeb Hammond. He's the DeSoto boys basketball coach as they're gearing up for their first regular season game of the 2018-19 season. They're going to Northwest to take on the Northwest Lions. That's a 7 o'clock game tonight. And Coach, glad you could join us here on the show beforehand. Let's jump right in, if you will, to some of the missing players for you this year due to graduation. It looks like you had 2, 4, 6 seniors graduate for you. And I think most people are very familiar with Austin West, a guy that averaged nearly 20 points a game. And it wasn't just his scoring, Coach Hammond, that made an impact. It was his defense, his hustle, his heart. What were some things that you experienced over the summer and through the fall that you think might be able to replace what Austin West brought to the table every night?
You know, you said it best. You know, we did lose quite a bit of seniors last year that received a lot of our playing time. But with that said, I had a great group this year that put a lot of time in the off season. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of multi-sport athletes, so I don't get to see them as much as I would like. But the individuals that, you know, only play basketball put in a lot of time in the off season. With shooting, you know, becoming more athletic, stronger. You know, we're not very senior heavy this year. I think we have 5, but out of those 5, I think 3 of them will see the floor. But other than that, you know, we have a lot of sophomores that, and those are the kids that are putting in a lot of time and showed some huge improvements.
One of those sophomores for you, Coach, Jordan Mertens. Of course, he's going to stand out a little bit because he's 6'4". And so that's certainly something that I'm sure you're going to be happy to have on the floor with you. You mentioned, I think you said, 5 seniors on this year's squad and 3 of them that might make a big impact. Can you kind of go through those names for us and kind of what they offer up each game?
Yeah, so Clayton Snudden, you know, he's a returning starter. He's been he's seen playing time at the varsity level since his freshman year when I, you know, the first game I brought him up was a district game, and he came in and racked off 12 points in a row. But ever since then, he's been on the varsity squad, and he just, you know, he's one of those competitors that some of the things he does, you just can't coach. You know, it comes in the athlete. And he's a leader. A lot of the kids look up to him. So he's going to be a big part of our team this year. And then Andrew Downs and Ethan Koch, they're both big football players. They did not play basketball last year. They focused on getting stronger for football, but then decided to come back out this year. And, you know, so far they're doing some great things in practice, and they'll definitely be coming off the bench and expect a huge impact from them.
You talked, Coach Hammond, about the fact that, you know, there are a select few players that play football for DeSoto, so you don't really get a chance to work with them throughout the summer and the fall, definitely the fall, because they are wrapped up in those sports. But since the football season has ended for DeSoto, what have some of the practices been like with some of these guys that play football for the Dragons as well?
Well, the biggest thing is just trying to convert them over from football shape to basketball shape. You know, they're totally different, and trying to get them ready to go up and down has been one of our biggest focuses. Once we get them in shape, I think we can really start working on the small things. But if they're not in shape, then they're not going to be game ready, and, you know, the small things are going to be pushed to the very bottom. So that's been one of our main focuses, and I truly believe that we are in shape, and we're willing to, you know, call on any person that we need to go a full game. I think they can do it this year.
Couple names we haven't mentioned yet, Coach Hammond: Corey Gibbs, Briar Fisher. Of course, Fisher, the starting QB for the DeSoto football team. When it comes to, you know, relying on some different guys, obviously, this year because of the graduating class you had last year, I would think those guys who, you know, played a decent role on the team last year, I'd imagine Briar and Corey are some guys that you'll probably need to see on the floor a little bit more this year.
Well, Corey will definitely be starting for us. You know, he's one of those other kids who's put in a lot of time He's a basketball player, so I got to see a lot of him this fall. And you know, he put the extra time in trying to work on his shot, becoming more athletic. Briar Fisher, he's focusing on football. I think he decided that that's really what he wants to do in college, so he's trying to make himself better in every aspect he can. He is not coming out for basketball this year. But, you know, luckily I had some sophomores that are stepping up and, you know, trying to fill his shoes.
Well, I appreciate the update on that, Coach Hammond. Sorry that you lost Briar, but, hey, as you said, you know, the quarterback for the football team, and that's a pretty big position to have to, you know, put a lot of work in so that you, you know, can have that college career. So certainly best of luck to Briar Fisher in that regard. Coach, before we started this interview, you talked about the Jamboree. You had it on Tuesday. I believe Fox and Festus were participants in that. Kind of take us through what you saw from the guys there.
Yeah, I was really, you know, really impressed with our defense during the Jamboree. We came out and put a lot of pressure on the other teams and got a lot of steals. We were definitely nervous against Fox coming out. I think we only scored 6 points in the first quarter, and then further we went along in the other quarters, you know. I think we got more comfortable and settled in.
All right, Coach Hammond, this Northwest team, you're going to go on the road. You're going to face them tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. What have you been able to learn about the Northwest Lions this year?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about them. I was looking back at my notes from last year, looking at some of their returning seniors. I know they got a new coach with Moss out there. So, you know, I expect them to come out, play hard, probably put a lot of pressure on us. So hopefully we can just come out and not worry so much about what they're going to do, but worry about what we're going to do and see how we can win the game from there.
All right. Well, Coach Hammond, certainly do appreciate the time joining us here on KJ Sports Talk, and good luck to you guys against Northwest tonight.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Zeb Hammond, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons boys basketball team, joining us here on KJ Sports Talk. We'll continue with Grandview basketball next.